A bill that would allow Sea Alaska Native Corporation to select 85,000 acres in the Tongass National Forest had its first hearing yesterday in Washington. It's opposed by environmental groups, including the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Sea Alaska hopes to claim the lands through the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA. Corporation board member Byron Malott testified before the Senate Subcommittee on Public Lands and Forests. He emphasized the economic goals of ANCSA and noted this bill would allow Sea Alaska to finalize its land entitlements. Malott sits on the Tongass Futures Roundtable, a group dedicated to working out solutions among the various forest user groups. Malott says concerns first brought up by the roundtable led Sea Alaska to ask for different lands outside the original areas established by ANCSA.
The areas that Sea Alaska, as a consequence, has included in our bill are lands that all have already been harvested, or almost all of which has been previously harvested by the U.S. Forest Service.
Malott warned that not going through with the land conveyance could have economic impacts beyond the corporation. He says in about 2 years, Sea Alaska will have to start winding down its timber operations, which would end payments to a dozen other Native corporations.
Sea Alaska, since its inception of harvest on ANCSA lands, has distributed some $300 million to the other regional corporations, and its loss would be a significant matter both to our survival and to theirs long term.
Environmentalist Bob Klaus traveled from his home in Craig to represent the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC. He says the bill would actually harm local businesses like family lodges and tour guides.
This bill allows Sea Alaska to cherry-pick the best of the Tongass to the detriment of all other users. Sea Alaska has chosen the most productive, easily accessible timber stands. SEAC supports the microsale timber program on Prince of Wales Island and a responsible level of timber harvest to support the small mills there. This bill threatens the ability of those programs to continue.
The Obama administration was represented by the Bureau of Land Management and the Department of Agriculture, which both brought up concerns about the Tongass land conveyance. BLM Deputy Director Marcy Lynn Burke says it could set a bad precedent and cause other corporations to reopen their land claims.
While it is true that Sea Alaska has some unique circumstances, Sea Alaska has had sufficient land selections on file in order to satisfy their entitlements.
That didn't sit well with Senator Lisa Murkowski, who sits on the subcommittee and is sponsoring the land conveyance bill.
Well, would you agree that about 40% of those are underwater and that a considerable number of those were also locked up or encumbered with these long-term timber contracts until the mid-90s?
Well, I'm not aware of how much of that might be tied up today.
BLM Deputy Director Burke's written testimony also raised concerns that deadlines set out in the land bill would give Sea Alaska preferential treatment and that the bill would remove existing covenants on historic and cemetery sites under ANCSA that restrict activity. Murkowski and bill co-sponsor Senator Mark Begich say they are not concerned about setting a precedent with the Sea Alaska bill.